Halakha, you should remember, at Haladecha Shehalikacha Hashem Elokecha, the entire way that Hashem led you, Zerah Baram Shana, these 40 years in the Midbar, Lemana Nosta, to distress you, Lenasoska, to test you, Ladas, as Hashem Bavacha, to know what's in your heart, Hashishwar Mitzvah in love. Will you keep his command or not? Says Rashi, will you be Mahara Akara? Will you test him? The reference to before says you shouldn't test HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you previously test him. When you said, Hayesh Hashem Bekabeinu Elayim, is Hashem with us or not? So Hashem took you through the Midbar and explained to the Ramban that that was a very dangerous place. The person could come with his family, he has many children that he has to feed, and he's in the desert, he doesn't know how he's going to feed them. He had no choice but to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was a test to see, will he think, will he have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or will he say, Hayesh Hashem Bekabeinu Elayim? A number of the Mefarshim allude to a question, that, a basic question really, and that it goes to the issue of what is an assignment, what is a test. Basically means Hashem tests us. Yes, he's going to see how we perform. But the problem is that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows beforehand what we're going to do. He knows the past, he knows the present, he knows the future. So why bother to test in the first place? And many of the Mefarshim allude to this question. There's a medrash in Parshas Vayera that gives three mishalim of what a Nisayan is. And a lot of the Mefarshim say the medrash is telling us that there are three purposes in a test. And I'd like to go through each one of the mishalim and to go through what some of the how the Mefarshim learned up. First mashal is in Parshas Vayera, Amar Rav Yonasan, Samagaris Amar Rav Yossi, Hapishtani Hazer. A Pishtani is a man that works with flax. Flax, according to, is a plant or a fiber from which you make linen. And the way to make it is you beat it. You beat the linen. So Kishpishtani Loka, when he beats this flax, in a Makashalav Biyoser, meaning if his flax is a poor flax. So he won't hit it excessively. Because if he was to hit it too hard, the flax would break apart, he'd have no material at all. But when he has a strong plant, when the plant grew well and it's a good fiber, then the makashal of the yoter, I suppose he wants to make it finer, and he will hit it more and more. Lama, why does he hit it? Because that causes the flax to become better. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a Manasseh Tereshah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not test the Rasha, just like the Pishtani will not take poor flax. Lama, Shein Yechad Lama, they're not going to be able to take this test. They won't be able to stand it. Dikdiv HaRasham Ki Amidrash, that's me Manasseh, to whom does he test? Esa Tzadikim. He tests specifically a Tzadik, if he knows a person's a Tzadik, he's a righteous person, he's going to be able to stand the test, then Hashem will test him. As it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Tzadik Yifchan. Hashem will test specifically the Tzadik. And as a mashal, as an example, the Medrash gives the story with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, we know, was a Tzadik. So he's the one that has the mice of Ignatius Pusifer. Why? Specifically because Hashem knew that he would resist. Hashem Tzadik Yifchan. Now, all of the Mefarshim seem to understand this Medrash, this mashal, that of the Pishtani, that is saying the test is not so much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows beforehand what we're going to do. In fact, that's why he chose the Tzadik, specifically because he knew he was going to pass it. But the test is specifically to improve us, to make us better. A number of Mefarshim say this, but not all exactly the same way. The one I remember from Yeshiva days is the Ramban. He says, Yikari Nisayon Mitzad HaManusa. The Ramban says, this that is called an Nisayon, it's only Nisan and Lusa, it's only from the perspective of the person that's being tested. The one that's testing, he already knows the outcome. Avraham Manasseh Yisparish Yitzavavo, why? Why does he test him? Lahesi Hadavar Minakayat Alapayal. He wants to, what Hashem wants to do is he wants to take your potential and he wants to actualize it. He wants to bring it out into reality. Why? Liyot Lashchar Maisatai. Hashem wants you to have the reward of good actions. No bad. Having a good heart is not good enough. Hashem wants to see mitzvah. Okay, so here we have the two things in the Ramban. we want to be mighty hadavar min akayach alapayal. We want to develop a person's potential to actualize it. And second thing is because through that he gets more kach. And then the Rabban basically says what it says in the Medrash. V'dak, Hashem tzadik yitcham, you should know Hashem tests only your tzadik. Kishi yodeya b'tzadik shiyata v'tzanov, if he knows the tzadik will do his will, then Hashem will specifically do it for him. V'lo yitcham etzer v'sham, Hashem lo yishmo. He's not going to test the Rasha, he's not going to listen anyway. V'hine, you should know, kol ha'nasyana shebetara, all tests that are in the Torah, the Torah tamanusa, they're specifically for the benefit of the person that's being tested. And that goes along with this medrash, that the purpose of being the flax is for the benefit of the flax, it's to make a good linen. The Ramban says it in a slightly different way though. The Ramban says that it sounds external. He says what we're going to do is we're going to give this tzaddik a nisayon, because he's going to get reward from the nisayon. A lot of the Farshim understand it more direct. That's a really little direct. We hit you, and because of that we're going to pay you afterwards, but it's really a second step. A lot of the Farshim understand it to be more direct, but perhaps that's really what the Ramban meant too. We'll see the Ramban himself says it. The Nesid says, when he brings it on the payo, when he brings it to actuality, Nisha Shakayach Esla Banasho. So this particular trait that his assignment was with, it becomes rooted within him, it becomes part of his nefesh. We know the famous words of the Michas Chinuch, of the Chinuch that the Mufarshim bring down, other Nifalosi Pulasa. A person is affected by his action. Not to say he does the action, but the action makes the person, refines him. And after a person's action, that makes a better heart. So what the Nesid is saying, it's not just that we're going to give you schar, we're not just going, Hashem doesn't just say, I'm going to reward one that does a passage in the sign. But to the contrary, through the Messiah himself, he makes himself into a better person. I would imagine that that's probably what the Ramban means. Because ultimately, the schar, the reward that we get in Adam Haba, is the shleimus, it's the perfection, it's what we ourselves do to our own neshama. The Ramban himself seems to say similar things in different places. In Parshas Bishalach, he says, Hashem tested them with the man, lehitiv lehem ba'achrayna, to give them good at the end, but what was that good? Shiyaminu boli olam, that they will trust in him, they'll believe in him forever. So again, we see from the Ramban, the schar that we're talking about was the ability of Kal Yisrael to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in Parshas Eka, by us, he says, through the test, Hashem will know that they will always keep their mitzvah. So they bring down an Alshich that takes the same approach. He says that the purpose of the test is lahashir v'kayish es tzadik, to prepare the tzadik, to make him something more. He says to remove from him all the different strands of yetzahara within him, the tarah mehem, to purify him from him. And from the day of the test onward, the Yetzer will always fall before him. He won't be able to raise his head. I was thinking, I don't know if I've seen this, but somebody asked me, it says after the Akedah, now I know that you're Yirei Elokim. From the Farshim asked, and beforehand Hashem didn't know, he said, but when Hashem did the test, he knows beforehand. But perhaps the explanation isn't with this Nesid. When a person passes the test, or with this Alshach, when a person passes the test, it's not just a test to tell us how he previously was. But that is, the test itself makes him into a better person. It creates a better heart, a better neshama. And what it's saying is, when Avram passed the test of the Akedah, so what he did at that point is he was kind of within himself, he acquired within himself the shleimus in totality, nigra of Yiras Hashem. So Hashem said, now that you did the Akedah, after Yadati, now I know Kivei Elokim Lata, you now have achieved, you've created within yourself this nigra and its fullest extent of Yiras Shemayim. The Sefano says similar, but he says it with a slightly more philosophical way, similar to Tatsar Hashem. He says, Hashem wants you to be befoiled. He wants you to fear Hashem and to love Hashem, not just potentially, but actually. They said something more. He says, why was a person created? The person was created to acquire shleimus, to make himself more perfect. ultimate perfection will never achieve. That's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't be more perfect than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our job in this world is to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become more like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make ourselves small models, miniatures. And the more we are like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more perfect we are. So he says, Hashem isn't just good in potential. Hashem's good is not just something that he has that one day will possibly be. But to the contrary, Hashem is good in actuality. He's constantly doing good. He created the world by being good. He's constantly doing good throughout the world. So in order for us to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not good enough that we just have a good heart, that potentially we could do good. But we have to be Madama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to make ourselves like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning we have to actually do good, we have to be good in the fullest extent. He brings down the pasuk, it says, Nasa Adam b'tzameinu b'tzameinu. Hashem said, when he created Adam, we will make man with in our form. I'm not sure exactly what he means. It could be two points. First of all, the main tzelem elokim, the ikar tzelem elokim, is not so much the shape of the body. That just represents the midos of the person. One hand is chesed, the other hand is gvura. The tzelem elokim refers to the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because a person is created in the image of God, he has the ability to have the same midos. Hashem is merachim. A person too has the potential to be merachim. Hashem is chesed, he also has that ability. So it's saying, if you want to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have a midah. But it could be there's another point, which I've seen, that it says Nasa. Hashem said Nasa, let us make. And the point is, Hashem, to a certain degree, gave us the ability to have those midahs. Well, who's going to finish off those midahs? Who's the one that's going to see to it that a person has just those midahs of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's the person himself. When he brings it out, and then HaKayach HaLatoyach, he creates that ceremony of him within him. Let's move on to the second Medrash. The second marshal in the Medrash refers to a person who works with a furnace. And he creates these vessels, these containers, the can-cans, as the Medrash calls them. And what he does is he bangs on them. He bangs on these cans. So in a Baidik Efekhevim Hamarad, he doesn't bang on a container which is weak. Lama, She'ina Maspik Lahakashodav Abbas Achenu Shavram. He's not going to be able to bang on one before it breaks. So Mabu Zodik, which is the kli that he actually will test, the Kankana Barurim, those cans, those vessels that are strong, that are clear, Shafilu Hu Makashalav Kama Pama, even if he brings on it many times, Eino Shaivrav, he won't break Kata Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Menasseh Esar, he doesn't test Yisharim, Allah Sadikim, just Sadikim, Shinem Hashem Sadik Yitchan. You know, in my yeshiva day, we used to have these cups in the yeshiva. They're nothing like the ones you have on your Shabbat table. They're other kind of looking cups. I don't know. So there were two partners in the yeshiva. There was the Rosh Yeshiva and the Manal. Both called Rosh Yeshiva. And the Manal went to go buy cups for the yeshiva. And the owner of the shop, he said, these cups are unbreakable. And he took the cup, he dropped it on the floor, and sure enough, it didn't break. So he bought many of these. He bought enough for the whole yeshiva. He came back to Yeshiva and said, called the Rosh Yeshiva over and said, let me show you something. These cups, they're unbreakable. He held it up, he dropped it down, and it shattered. Because the owner of the shop knew how to drop the cup on just the perfect spot that it will not break. Now, why did the owner do this? He did this because he wanted the person to buy the cup, right? And it worked, right? He came back with a whole box full of cups. That's what the Medrash is saying here, too. Like, the first Medrash was saying, it's talking about Mishkan, to develop the Mishkan, to develop the person itself. Here, what you're doing when you're banging on the cup, it's a proclamation, it's an announcement. It's not so much to improve the cup itself, but to make other people aware of the properties of this cup, of this container. Now, and the Mepharshim speak this out. The Malbim says, the Tzarech HaKayim, the Rabbi is going over here, and Nekev says, Lodiya Levnei Adam, to let people know. Now, interesting here, but maybe we'll come to it later. The Nitzib at this point takes a departure from, I'm just going to mention it. Nitzib understands at this point that it really is a Bechina. He's testing out, not like what we're saying now, but he's testing out the cup. He wants to see, is it good? We'll have to come back to that. Perhaps maybe later on we'll discuss it. The Parshas of the Medrash is not a Bechina, because the Medrash says he only tests the cups that he knows beforehand that are good. He doesn't test the weak cups. And also, he's also going to test Tzadikim not Rishon. But the Nesib, nevertheless, is a Mahalach in the Sayan. The Mabon talks about it much. Mahalach al-Pi Kabbalah. Maybe later on we'll touch on it briefly. The Pashtut is that the way the Rambam here learns, the Reb Sadegan learns, it's an announcement, it's a proclamation for people. The question is which people and why. One approach is Tirish Nechma Gemara, which means it's for people to see, which fits in with our chat, is the Yilma Dumehem, that we want, Hashem wants that people should learn from these tzaddikim. But he's doing it, he's showing how big a tzaddik this is. And this way, maybe people will emulate him. And this is the approach of the Rambam and Mar and Zuchem. The Rambam and Mar and Zuchem understand that that's really the purpose of an Nisayan. In order that people should know, you know, you saw what he did, you do the same. And to understand their belief. We're going to come to that. He says, Avram by the Akedah, when Avram was by the Akedah, Hashem wanted to show two things. First of all, he wanted to show just how far Avas Hashem and Nirat Hashem could go. He raised, in a sense, it was like he was raising the level, the pole vault. He was making a higher standard for people to strive for. He says, look what Avram could do. His only son, the son, well, not his only son, but the son he was waiting for. He was 99, 100 when he was born, right? The son that he loved dearly. And because of his love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of his fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was willing to give up this son. And it shows us, you too, maybe we're not like Avram, but you too, you have to raise your standard of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. But the Rambam says there's another interesting point, also a bit philosophical. He says, we see from this just how clear Avram's prophecy was to him. Because if Avram had any doubt whatsoever that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to him, he would have said, you know, it was just a bad dream. And that would be the easy way out. You know, you wake up in the morning, you tell your wife God spoke to you, she said, you were dreaming, forget about it. Right? And that's really, you know, that would be the logical thing. It's a nightmare, you know, but it can't be. And how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu have told me that? I mean, logically it didn't make sense. But the Nevuah, prophecy, is such a clear medium, it's such a clear thing to the Navi, there were no doubts. And to the contrary, Avram went and he did it. And that shows us just how strong the prophecy is, and it gives us reason to believe in Divrei Nevi'im. That's the approach of the Rambam. There's another approach, all within the basic idea that it's a proclamation, but the proclamation isn't so much for us to learn, perhaps, but it's because of a different factor. And there's a medrash that brings this out. I'll read the medrash to you a little bit. Vayiach Avram Eila, Mokin Yisus Avram, Hashem Teshet Avram. So it says, Nasata Livayecha Neis, Lis Noseis, the Snake Hoshet Tzelem. You gave to those that fear you a banner, a flag, the Snake Hoshet Tzelem. Says the medrash, Nisayan Acham Nisayan, Tes Ach Tes, Gidulun Ach Gidulun, Bishvil Nasatam Ba'olam, to test them in the world, to make them great in the eyes of the world, like the flag of a ship, like the mast of a ship. Why does he do this? In order that people should recognize the midah of din in the world, it should be clear, it should be true to people. What do you mean, should be true to people? A person might come and say, you know, things are haphazard. Hashem doesn't really have a husband. The Nisha writes to the Hashir, he likes the guy, he makes him rich. The Nisha writes to the Ani, and somebody he doesn't like, he'll make him poor. The Nisha writes to the Melech, and if he likes the person, he might even make him king. But there's no pattern to it, there's no worldly punishment. That's what a person might think. So Hashem said, no. Avram, Kisharata Asar Melech, when he wanted to make Avram a king, Kisharata Asar Asher, he wanted to make him rich. Yafa Atla Shiva, you can answer back for Lamelo. Can you do what Avram did? Avram was willing to sacrifice his son. What did he do? His son was born to him at 100 years. After waiting for 100 years for this child, you can imagine how precious it was to him. Still, he said, take his son up for a carbon, and he didn't hold back. And therefore, it proves the justice in the world. It proves that all the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram, I imagine also to his descendants, in a sense, was justified. It's something that he earned. And that's the banner. And it comes out from this medrash. The medrash is saying that what the purpose of the test, in a sense, is to answer the kitrug of the Ummat HaAlam. The Ummat HaAlam will have a complaint, or to answer to Midas HaDin. They'll have a complaint. How did you do this? Why do you favor Chayisra? Why do you favor Avram? And Hashem shows, no, I give him a test, and through this test I proclaim, you should know, he's a tzaddik. I was wondering what the purpose and what it was. I just jotted down a few ideas, and you can debate them amongst yourselves afterwards. One idea that came to me is he makes it a flag simply for Kiddush Hashem. The purpose of the world is Kiddush Hashem. It says the Chvayi Barasiv, the world was created for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem raises up a tzaddik for the Kiddush Hashem. The next thing is similar to what it says in the Medrash, because of Kitrit. But the Maral explains it a little bit more. He says, where does this Kitrit come from? He says, often there's a fight between Klal Yisrael and the world. We have that happening nowadays. Right, when Klal Yisrael came to, in the times of Yeshua, the times of the Shavuot, they have to come to Eretz Yisrael, there was a battle. And that created a kitrug. If Klal Yisrael is going to win us over the Umas HaAdam, they have to be more righteous than them. It's not just a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them, but to the contrary, they had to overpower somebody else. And that rose, that brought rise to the Midah of Din. So in order to pass in Din, it's not good enough to be good, the Kayak. It's not good enough to have something in potential. In order to answer the Midah HaDin, it has to be something that's seen in actuality. Another possibility, which I was thinking, perhaps, it's food for thought, is when we think of Din, there's different aspects of Din. One aspect of the Midah of Din is, one aspect of the Midah of Din is simply the judgment. The person gets punished for what he did. There could be just two other aspects, and perhaps those are even more important. One aspect of Din is what we mentioned before. It makes the world aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Din of the world, people are cognizant, they're aware there's a Hashem that's in the world. And also, it creates a certain fear, right? People will have to better their actions because they know, ultimately, there's an accounting. Now, there's two ways to go about making sure that there's Din of the world. One way to go about it is to constantly do Din. Every infraction that a person does, there's an immediate punishment. Hashem didn't want that. Hashem said, I have a better answer. I'm going to do one punishment. Not punishment, but one din. Right? But from that din, I'm going to publicize it. I'm going to make everybody aware of that din. And that alone will be a way that people will recognize their Kadosh Baruch Hu and their fear. And through this, by making it public, by publicizing it, Hashem doesn't have to punish. He doesn't have to bring din as much as he would have otherwise. Fourth possibility, similar to the last one, is this. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize it through din, but another thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize is his rachamim. Hashem wants us to learn from his need of rachamim. He wants us to recognize that he's merciful, and he wants us to emulate that. Now, if a person is not aware of the concept of din, he doesn't know that there's justice, then he can't really see the rachamim either, because they shouldn't have been a complaint to begin with, and the world all seems haphazard. If a person is aware, yes, there is din, there's justice. If a person gets something, it's justified because he deserves it, and chas v'shalom the contrary. So then, in those instances when Hashem is merachem, so to speak, and he softens the din, a person can say, wow, look, that's the midah of rachmanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something that I have to copy also. And in a sense, the din is kind of like the blackboard, the background from which we can contrast, from which we can see the midahs of rachmanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person doesn't know din at all, then if Hashem's merachem, he won't know din, and he won't know rachamim. But if a person is already aware of din, then to the contrary, instead of Hashem making the kiddush Hashem of din, there's an even bigger kiddush Hashem, he's megal the higher midah, he's megal the midah of rachamim. And could be that's why Hashem publicizes the inyan of din. He publicizes it in order that this way he could be merachem, or has an opportunity to be merachem. The first says an interesting concept. He says, it just took the words out of it, it's a long paragraph, but he said something interesting. He says, who is Hashem letting know? When Hashem banged, when he banged on the can, he's letting us know, the world know. He says, who's he letting you know? He says, he's letting the person himself know. The person has to know himself, and he wants the person to know just how much strength, how much moral strength he possesses. And through that, he himself will be able to go through other standards. I'd like to quickly do the last muscle. The last muscle is Amar Abelezer. The Balabai Shahayu Lo Shei Paras. The Balabai had two cows, two oxen. One was strong, one was weak. So which one carries the burden? So he says he puts the burden on the one that's strong. So too, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu test tzaddikim, Shinema Hashem Tzaddik Yitchan. As it says, Hashem test the tzaddik. Now, the first muscle was Pishtani. We were improving the flax. We were doing something to the flax itself. The second marshal was he's banging on a can as an announcement. Over here, it's neither. What's happening here is there's an accomplishment. not to the para, not to the para, right? And some of the announcement to the world, but he's using the para. He's accomplishing something. One approach you might think is that we find there's an inyan of avos, that when the Jew does a mitzvah, not just a neveir, but even a mitzvah, Rav Aaron talks about it to be derech Hashem, the mitzvah is shared throughout Kal Yisrael. So Hashem tests the tzaddik, and this way all of Kal Yisrael shares in that book. Along those lines, but with a slightly different nuance, the Al-Sheikh and many others say this message is referring to something which perhaps in a sense is sad. The Medrash says what this Medrash is referring to is referring to the Yisurim of a Tzaddik. That a Tzaddik has the ability to be Mechaper to on the Avodas of the Dar. And Hashem gives him Yisurim, gives it Lo Aleinu, and with that, if he's Mechaper the Yisurim B'Yadva, it protects the Dar. As a matter of that, unfortunately, we know that there's taka a number of Kabbalahs in Kal Yisrael. It's very hard to say whose blood is redder than whose. And it's very possible that to a certain degree we benefit from that. And if somebody passes in the Sayyam, if somebody has Yisurim, if somebody passes in the Sayyam of Yisurim, so it's a benefit not just for that person, not just for his family, it's a benefit for all of Kal Yisrael. And unfortunately now many, many Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, so those that are at war, those that are, that their lives are totally disrupted, their panasa is disrupted, they're going through a time of real Messiah, they're going through very much Yisurim. And it should be, especially because of the singing of Abbas, so it's proper for us, we should be, there's an end of Naisu Balam Chavero, that we should have them in mind, especially since we perhaps are better things for them. And we should, to a certain degree, we should recognize, I just read a story. There was a Rebbe, a day camp, was about to take the children were supposed to go on a trip. They were supposed to go, I think, to someplace exciting, I think a beach. Imagine a separate beach. And the Rebbe said, you know, there are many, many children that are suffering, they can't enjoy themselves today. So all the children said, you know what, let's go say Tehillim. They didn't do it the whole day. They went to a shul, they said Tehillim, and then they took them someplace else, they took them to a museum. But that's the thing of Naisi Ba'olam Chavero. Certainly, Bashat HaKfilas, when we say Shema Kaleinu, we talk about Kiyushalatka, Kivino Kalyov, certainly we should have in mind Kalyushal, that all the Tzaras that they have. And just to review again, the three Mashalim, the first Mashal is the Pishani, the one who beats the flax, and that's for the purpose of the one who's going through the sign himself to make him a better person. The second marshal is the cancan, is the vessel, and that's a proclamation, that's an announcement to the world, on the one hand, so that they can emulate the tzaddik. Also, it's an announcement to appease the midah of din, so that people will understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors Avraham, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors Kal Yisrael. And like Rav Hirsch, it's an announcement to us, it's a way of us understanding just how much we could reach with the Atzeh D'Shemayah. And lastly, is the last child of the Medrash of the Sheikh Harav, that the tzaddik ultimately he has a burden. He has to carry all the various of Kal Yisrael. We welcome you to deserve it, to Yeshua, and the Chama.